It wasn't known to doctors 10 years ago, but a new superbug has emerged that has health authorities around the world on high alert. The fungus Candida auris has now caused nearly 600 infections in the United States since 2013. It's been found in hospitals in Europe, South Africa and South Asia. Experts say it's not a problem for healthy people, but it is a worry for hospital patients with weak immune systems. Lexi Metherell reports.
Candida auris was unknown to doctors until a decade ago, but now the multi-drug-resistant fungus is a serious problem for hospitals around the world. Clinical Associate Professor of Infectious Diseases Christopher Heath works at the Royal Perth and Fiona Stanley Hospitals.
We're going to be looking very hard for it, particularly in people that have been in, for example, hospitals for more than 24 hours overseas, if they return and end up in a hospital locally, and I think that the same applies to other jurisdictions in Australia.
The first reported case of infection in Australia was in 2015 in a hospital in Western Australia. Last year there were two cases in Victorian hospitals. Professor Heath says healthy people shouldn't worry. The real concern is for patients with weak immune systems in hospitals. For them, an infection can be fatal.
It has varied quite a bit in studies around the world. In patients who get the fungus growing in their bloodstream, about 30% of patients have died within a month of that being detected, which is pretty high for any organism.
It's thought the organism may have developed resistance through the use of antifungals for primary industry and for yeast infections in humans. It can now only be treated with drugs that are highly toxic to patients, and it shows up in the hospital rooms of infected patients even after days of deep cleaning. Professor Heath.
The rates of this fungus causing infections in some parts of India, for example, it's now gone from non-existent 10 years ago to now being the second most common cause of Candida causing bloodstream infections.
Since the beginning of the year, cases of Candida auris infection have had to be reported to the Centres for Disease Control in the US. But Australian authorities are still working on making it a nationally notifiable bug. Professor Heath.
We have most of the tools to address it as well, if not better than most other parts of the world, but the rate at which it's spread globally, I don't think it's going to be something that is a short-term challenge.
Infectious diseases expert Christopher Heath, Lexi Metherell reporting.